Welcome to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications, coming to you tonight from Murrayfield Ice Rink in Edinburgh. Quite a game here as Braehead Clan travel to take on the Edinburgh Capitals, the second part of this doubleheader this weekend. Clan started the weekend off with that 3-1 win at Braehead Arena on Saturday night, but my goodness, what a game we had in prospect on Sunday night. Clan opened the scoring on 8:04. Stefan Meyer hitting the post with a one-timer, took on the loose puck, squeezed it in on the wraparound to make it 1-0. Caps equalised shortly after. Rennie Yarlin with a terrific shot in the neutral zone, evading Kyle Jones, ends up in the back of the net. It was one apiece. Then Lee Salter swept home the puck on the turn to make it 2-1 for Clan. Edinburgh equalised again to make it 2-2. Jade Portwood getting the final touch. Edinburgh equalising again. That didn't last long as Lee Esders took the puck around Heidelowski, as Edinburgh's defence were posted missing to make it 3-2 for Braehead Clan. Bear in mind, this is still the first period. Derek Rail firing in from just inside the blue line to make it 4-2 going into the first interval. Neil Trim set up Ryan Kavanagh at the back door, who shoveled it home to make it 5-2 almost midway through the second period. Then another from Stefan Meyer, finishing at the angle, made it 6-2 on 33:52. Lee Salters was kicked out of the game for misconduct at 38:07, allowing Joe Grimaldi on the power play to rifle home from inside the Clan zone with a shot from the left, which beat Kyle Jones. 6-3 it was for Braehead Clan. Get into the third period. Ryan Kavanagh got his second of the night. A 5-on-3 power play set up by Meyer on the right. Kavanagh burying the shot. Then a big moment of controversy. A fight between Zach Fitzgerald and Joe Grimaldi. Grimaldi coming off worse. Riley Emerson, red mist come down from the Edinburgh Capitals player. He went after Fitzgerald, then Chris Frank. Fitzgerald was kicked out of the game for his part in the fight, as was Grimaldi. Riley Emerson soon followed. Scott Pitt added another for Braehead, lifting the puck into the roof of Heidelowski's net for 8-3. Yarlin added his second of the night not long after to make it 8-4. And then a second of the night for Lee Esders on 54-17. Matt Keith squaring from the left for him. Esders put the puck through Heidelowski to get his second of the night, clinching what was a 9-4 victory. Interesting to get some of the comments from one or two people after the game. I'm with Braehead Clan's Lee Salters. Lee, a good night for the club all round tonight. 9 goals as well. It always looks good, doesn't it?
Yeah, anytime you put up that amount of points, I think, offense is being very confident and, moving forward into a big game on Friday against Belfast. I think guys are going to be, confident in going to that one. So anytime you put up 9, it's a good thing.
Plenty of scoring as well. You yourself got one too. That's always good for the team. It shows the lines are clicking very well.
Yeah, I mean, can't say enough about my line mates. Obviously, by the stats, you can tell that... they're at top of the league for a reason. Watching them, they've been doing a lot of things, and they've been helping out my production as well. So anything, the lines are gelling, and not just our line. There's a lot of lines that are all the lines are firing, actually.
Great run of wins at the moment. I think that's 7 in a row now. Just a team brimming with confidence.
I think so. I mean, it's one of those things, right? We just kind of ride it out as long as you can, and we can't look too far ahead of the down the road. Thing is, we got to look one game at a time, and I think we have a big test coming up next weekend, playing the 3-3, and we'll decide. Hopefully, we can come away with most or all the points. Then
you were kicked out of the game for a misconduct. What happened?
Pitter came across the middle. I thought it was a late hit. Went in there. Listened to the linesman. Told me not to do anything, didn't do anything, got a penalty, and I reacted poorly after that, and I apologized to the team and the fans about the misconduct there that I probably shouldn't have taken, but sometimes the frustrations boil over a little bit too much.
It certainly went that way even after you left the ice as well. What did you make of it as you were watching?
Yeah, I only caught the tail end of it, but sometimes, like I said, tempers boil over, and guys got to fight back regardless of what side you're on of this kind of game. So we played this team a lot throughout the year, so I think both teams were sending the message they weren't going to be pushed around.
Thanks very much, Lee.
Thank you.
Now joined with Lee Esders. Lee, 2 goals for you tonight. That was a good shift for you.
Yeah, obviously, yeah. Happy to get back on the score sheet. I should have had another one right at the end there, but no, I'll take 2 goals. And the main thing is we got a 4-point weekend, which is what we set in stone this week. So, yeah, it's good to go in a tough weekend coming up, and it's nice to get them 4 points.
How tough was that this weekend? Not just tonight, but last night as well. It looked as though Edinburgh really took you all the way.
Yeah, I mean, you can never underestimate teams. You've always got to take it as it comes, no matter who you're playing every night. And there's always a challenge every night. And I thought the guys dug deep and got the 4 points that we set out to get.
Good 2 goals. You've actually scored a few this season. Now you seem to be in among the goals, perhaps more than you've been in the past.
Yeah, I mean, it's surprising for myself, but, you know, I'll take it and I'll just keep working hard in practice. And all I want to do out there is just help the team win, and that's my goal.
Were you sort of pre-warned about how this game might go tonight, given what happened last night, that from Edinburgh's point of view there might have been a little bit of injustice, especially perhaps the Chris Frank incident and obviously the disappointment they felt overall?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's a game of ice hockey, incidents do happen like that, but you know what, guys stuck to the game plan tonight and nothing silly, and we got the job done in the end.
Thanks very much, Lee.
No problem.
I'm now joined by Brayhead Clan Stefan Meyer. Stefan, another 2 goals for you. You're in a right rich, oh, sorry, three, right rich reign of form at the moment.
Yeah, just having fun, benefiting from my teammates. They're doing a great job and just having a heck of a time playing hockey right now.
What's it like to play in that game tonight? It was an awful feisty game, especially after the one last night as well.
Well, it was pretty tough coming in. We knew we had to be ready. I thought that Edinburgh played a great game in Brayhead. They kind of caught us on our toes. We weren't ready to play in the first period. Came in and Finner had a good talk with us after the first and got us resettled and regrouped. And from then on, we played some good hockey, and it showed tonight.
A great weekend. A lot of work for you as well. 12 goals over the two games as well, and still top of the league.
Yeah, it's hard work to stay there. I think we're starting to realize that other teams just win, so we can't worry about them. We worry about ourselves, and it's hard work. It's coming to practice. It's working, and it's attention to detail. And if we stick with that, I think we can bang with the best of them.
You lost a couple of guys tonight. Lee Salters and Zach Fitzgerald were kicked out of the game. When it seems as though certain people are losing their heads, not that I'm saying those two guys were, but what's it like to stay focused and stay concentrated in that kind of environment?
Well, those guys got a lot of pride. They stand up for our team, and whenever we start getting pushed around, those guys are the first ones at the front of the line standing up for the group. So we're behind them, every step of the way, and we love seeing our teammates, stand up for the team and do a job, and they've been doing a heck of a job for us.
You've earned some rest time, but you've got a big three games coming up next weekend as well. Belfast, Dundee and Hull to come. It's all about keeping that run going, isn't it?
Yeah, a little rest. We've been banged up and sick, so we're starting to get over it. You can still see it's still lingering within the team, but that happens throughout the season. We're a good team. We'll figure out ways how to work around that and stick together, and we'll figure it out.
Thanks very much, Stefan.
Right, cheers.
Well, that's it from this latest edition of Clan Radio. Brayhead Clan winning by 9-4 at Edinburgh Capitals at Murrayfield Ice Rink. Brayhead Clan are back in action next weekend. It's a Halloween horror show in Belfast Giants on Friday night. Then they're at home to Dundee Stars on Saturday before they travel away to Hull Stingrays on the Sunday. Thank you very much for listening. My thanks to Lee Salters, Lee Esders and Stefan Meyer for their time. Don't forget, for the latest news on Brayhead Clan, visit the website www.brayheadclan.com. Brayhead Clan are also on Facebook and on Twitter at Brayhead_Clan. Thank you for listening to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications.